I love the internet. I'll just admit that. I love search engines. I love Google. I love ChatGPT and Grok. I am a teacher, and I have always been a collector of knowledge. Every day of my life, I'm wanting to know more information. Information is my hobby. I love it. So that can be dangerous, though, because TMI, too much information, can be so confusing. Proverbs tells us this verse, which is vastly misused. The verse says, in a multitude of counselors, there is safety. And absolutely, the Bible is true in that we need counsel. We need to get advice from people, and that is how to stay safe in our life, getting advice from godly mentors and counselors. But how that verse is so often misused is that we gather information from 100 different sources and then decide to do what we wanted to do in the first place. That's how human beings normally do things. A woman recently was at church going around to different people, asking them a question, the same question. And you could see her flitting around like a butterfly between one person and another person, and getting their opinion. Now, is that sinful? No, it's not sinful. But what she's wanting to do is find the person that agrees with her. And then she can have a rubber stamp that her opinion was right, so she could do what she wanted. And I don't mean to be mean in saying that. There's nothing wrong with doing that. It's just not the advice of Proverbs in saying a multitude of counselors, there is safety. A multitude of counselors means you find a person in each area that you need counsel throughout your life. You find an expert in that area. And you go to them and you do what they say. A godly person, if you want counsel, you're a newly married couple and you want a mentor for your marriage, then you and your husband find a godly older couple in your church, or maybe you could talk to them online, someone that you know. And you know they have good marriage, a strong, close marriage. They've been married for a long time, and they are where you want to be. You get marriage counseling from them. Then maybe you want to start a business. You'll go find a different counselor who has been a business owner for a long time, has a lot of good advice on running a business. That's your counselor for that topic. Maybe you want counsel on losing weight or eating healthy. Then you go to someone that you personally know has done this for a long time successfully, and that is your counselor. You're getting one counselor for each different area of your life. That is how you have a multitude of counselors. Do not get counsel. Do not try to get counsel on one topic from 8 to 10 different people. You're going to get confused. And that is one of the downfalls of social media. Let's just take the most popular and biggest moneymaker out there, and that is the weight loss industry and health food industry. Okay? Billions and billions are made every year. So if you just scroll, if you just took one day and scrolled everything, and you don't have to scroll, they will put it right in your ads. The company knows. They will know that one time you looked at something about health or weight loss, and every ad will be about that. Within a week, your head will be spinning because you have had so much different counsel about this, and a lot of it contradicts each other. Let me just give an example, okay? Some of the trendy health advice that I have seen recently is now we need a huge amount of protein in our diet. I mean, we're talking, you know, 150 to 300 grams of protein. If you want to build muscle, you need this massive amount of protein. Now, it's not enough to drink a lot of water because the water isn't helping you unless it has salt in it. And so you got to do that. You need to have carbs, but make sure that they are simple carbs. Or some people say no carbs, and some people say some carbs. Some people say when you're in a certain age group, then you only eat carbs at a certain time of day. Now you should not drink coffee before you eat something else. You should eat something with protein and then drink some coffee, and don't do it the other way around in the morning. So I had recently saw you're supposed to drink a little bit of baking soda right when you get up to pH balance your body. I could go on and on. I mean, you know. And the different vitamins. Let's not forget all the different supplements. Now, am I making fun of any of that? No, definitely not. Do I do some of that? I do myself. Do I need to do more? I'm sure it's a journey. But that's a lot of noise, okay? That's a lot of confusion. That's going to cause you to just be running around in a hamster wheel and never know what is the right thing to do, because so much of that advice contradicts each other. Do this, no, don't do this. Eat fruit, no, fruit's not okay. Okay, all of these things. One of the good things about history, I'm a history teacher. One of the good things about history, and another, a large portion of the Bible is a history book. It tells a lot of the history of the Israelites. And of course, it's more than a history book, but it does tell history, human history. And that is, we can look backwards for 6,000 years, and it helps to temper us in knowing, wait, did humans have to do all of these things that we're talking about today to live and to be healthy? No. Do humans around the whole entire world all need to be doing what all of these advertisements are saying to be healthy? No. When I had, was starting to struggle in my 30s with some extra weight, one of my main things my mind wanted to do was to justify and say, well, I've had 3 C-sections, so I'm really not going to be that thin. The only thing that is wrong with that mindset is that in my own church, I could look to several different ladies that had several C-sections and multiple pregnancies, and they were fit and thin. So we want to give ourselves what our own opinion is. We start off with a worldview on any topic, and we are seeking to justify that. We want to justify our own way we live and our own way we think. But to grow, the Bible teaches us that we need a multitude of counselors. We go to one person that we believe is godly, and we do what they suggest. In another area of our lives, let them speak into our lives. Let them tell us where we're wrong. Let's be humble and not have the mindset of justifying why we're okay, or we'll never change. And that is how we should do a multitude of counselors. I really want to caution today about too much information coming in, too long on social media, too much watching the ads, too many different podcasts, constantly coming into our minds 24/7 without any reflection time, and more importantly, without acting on the knowledge that we've learned. This is just something that we see is becoming an epidemic. The intake of massive amounts of knowledge through the internet, but not using the knowledge, not growing, not changing. We think we are a certain way because we know it, but we haven't done it. That works for what we read in the Bible, but we do not act on. That works for counselors that we go to and we do not actually take their advice. Knowing something is different than doing it. And that's just what I want to remind myself of today and remind you friends. Get a multitude of counselors, one for different areas of your life, and most importantly, act on their advice. Read the Word of God, let the Holy Spirit speak to you. Act on what he says. This is how we grow. This is how we change. This is how we live successful Christian lives. Have a great week. We love God by loving others.